going to play music from Hydrogen Jukebox, the opera that Alan and I wrote together. This, of course, is just the piano music from Hydrogen Jukebox, and the piece is called Wichita Vortex Sutra.
Thank you.
Thank you. A work that Ellen and I used to perform very often together was to a poem of his called On Cremation of Chögyam Trungpa Vidyadhara. It's a piece, I think it may have been the last piece that we actually performed together. I've asked Patti Smith to join me, and she'll be reading the Ellen's part.
Thank you all for sacrificing the last episode of Seinfeld to be here tonight. I notice the grass. I notice the hills. I notice the highways. I noticed the dirt road. I noticed car rows in the parking lot. I noticed ticket takers. I noticed the cash and checks and credit cards. I noticed buses, noticed mourners. I noticed their children in red dresses. I noticed the entrance sign, noticed retreat houses, noticed blue and yellow flags, noticed the devotees, their trucks and buses, guards in khaki uniforms. I noticed crowds, noticed misty skies, noticed the all-pervading smiles and empty eyes. I noticed pillars colored red and yellow, square pillars round and round. I noticed the Tory gate, passers through bowing, a parade of men and women in formal dress. Notice the procession, notice the bagpipe, drums, horns, notice high silk, high crowns, and saffron robes, notice the three-piece suits. I notice the palanquin and umbrella, the stupa painted with jewels, the colors of the four directions, amber for generosity, green for karmic works. I notice the white for Buddha, red for the heart. 13 worlds on the stupa hut. Notice the bell handle and umbrella, the empty head, the white clay bell. I notice the corpse to be set in the head of the bell. Notice the monks chanting, horn, plaint in our ears, smoke rising from step, the fire brick, the empty bell. I notice the crowds quiet. I notice the Chilean poet noticed a rainbow. I noticed the guru was dead. I noticed his teacher bare-breasted, watching the corpse burn in the stupa. Noticed morning students sat cross-legged before their books, chanting devotional mantras, gesturing mysterious fingers, bells and brass, thunderbolts in their hands. I notice flames rising above flags and wires and umbrellas and painted orange poles. I noticed the sky, I noticed the sun, a rainbow around the sun, light, misty clouds drifting over the sun. I noticed my own heart beating, breath passing through my nostrils, my feet walking, eyes seeing. I noticed smoke above the corpse. I noticed fired monuments. I noticed the path downhill. I noticed the crowd moving toward the buses. I noticed food and lettuce salad. And I noticed the teacher was absent. And I noticed my friends. And I noticed my car. And I noticed the blue velvet. And I noticed a young boy held my hand, our key in the motel door. I noticed a dark room, and I noticed a dream and forgot. Noticed oranges, lemons, and caviar at breakfast. I noticed the highway, sleepiness, homework, thoughts, the boy's nippled chest in the breeze as the cars rolled downhill hillsides and past green woods to the water. I noticed the houses and the balconies overlooking twisted horizon, shore and old worn rocks in the sand. I notice the sea. I notice the music. I wanted to dance. Thank you. Those were Alan's meditations on the cremation of his teacher. When I lost a loved one, Alan said to me, gave me the words that his teacher had given to him, let go of your loved one and continue your life celebration. And so, of course, we must let go of Alan. But in continuing our life celebration, if we are active, if we speak out, if we are unpassive, if we open our hearts, if we cry out, if we spit upon injustice, we are still holding Alan a bit with us. I'm joined by Lenny Kaye, J.D. Daugherty, Tony Shanahan, Oliver Ray, and Philip. Pardon me. These words are from a footnote to Hal. There he is. Everybody's holy. Everywhere is holy. Every day is an eternity. Every man's an angel. The bum's as holy as the seraphim. The madman is holy as you, my soul, are holy. The typewriter is holy. The poem is holy. The voice is holy. The heroes are holy. The ecstasy is holy. Holy Peter, holy Alan, holy Solomon, holy Lucian, holy Kerouac, holy Gregory, holy Hunky, holy Burroughs, holy Huck, holy Cassidy, holy the unknown, buggered and suffering beggars, holy the hideous human angels, holy my mother in the insane asylum, holy the cocks of the grandfathers of Kansas, holy the groaning saxophone, holy the pop apocalypse, holy the jazz bands, marijuana hipsters, peace, peyote, pipes and drums, Holy the solitude of skyscrapers and pavements. Holy the cafeteria filled with the millions. Holy the mysterious river of tears under the streets. Holy the lone juggernaut. Holy the vast lamb of the middle class. Holy the crazy shepherds of rebellion. Oh, Dick's Los Angeles is Los Angeles. Holy New York. Holy San Francisco. Holy Peoria. Holy Seattle. Holy Paris. Holy Lhasa. Holy Tangiers. Holy Moscow. Holy Istanbul. Holy time.